This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see a list of all of the names, all of the guests that I've ever had on the program since joining RBN on October 23rd, 2010. You may also see links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. You may also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. Thomas Sowell recently said, and I quote, "One of the reasons for being glad to be as old as I am is that I may be spared living to see a race war in America. Race wars are often wars in which nobody wins and everybody ends up much worse off than they were before. Initial skirmishes in that race war have already begun and have, in fact, been going on for some years. But public officials pretend that it is not happening, and the mainstream media seldom publish it at all, except in ways that conceal what is really taking place." Unquote. All righty, we will not take calls today. My guest this very first hour is Colin Flaherty. He is the author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence and How the Media Ignore It. The website is whitegirlbleedalot.com. Colin, welcome to the program.
An honor to be here.
Well, it's our honor to have you on. People have been so excited to hear what you have to say. In fact, I got an email this morning suggesting that I invite you on the program. And I emailed the gentleman back and I said, he's on today. So how do you like that for speedy response?
I'm really happy that the book is connecting with a lot of people.
It is, and I think it's the kind of book that everybody's kind of been waiting for, because many of us have noticed, well, these black mobs, and we hear about 80-year-old women being raped by 3 and 4 teenage boys, and we think, my goodness, we don't hear about this in the news. And it's just, they just sweep it over, and yet they do pay attention to other news items that would be, well, politically expedient, something that already matches their agenda. So tell us about the book, why you decided to write it, and just take off here.
Okay, well, let's do it. The book is about an epidemic of black mob violence all over the country. Documented more than 500 examples, more than 100 cities, and that's half the book. The other half is how the media condones it, excuses it, and denies it. You know what? I wrote the book because I saw a lot of this happening, and I was talking to reporters, and I would say, well, what's that? What is that about? And they would say, well, Colin, that episode has nothing to do with race. I mean, I remember one time I saw there was a small story in the paper about some kids in Philadelphia, you know, running down the street, causing some mischief. And I kept reading these same stories over and over a period of weeks. Finally, I saw it on YouTube. And on YouTube, it was 1,000 black people running down the street, stopping cars, pulling people out of cars, going into restaurants, destroying property, beating people up. It was a good old-fashioned race riot. And I would show these videos to reporters, and I would say, that looks like a race riot. They call them the race has nothing to do with that. Well, this is weird because, you know, we live in a country where we live in the most race-conscious country in the world. Every day you and I pick up a newspaper, and we read about the black caucus, black churches, black colleges, black professional groups. Many of these stories written by members of the National Association of Black Journalists. And so I went back to those folks and I said, what about all this black mob violence? And that's when they developed a very sudden case of being colorblind. You know what? So the book documents a lot of stuff. If you want, we could talk about a few things that happened in the last 7 days.
Please.
Okay, well, why don't I just do a laundry list of a few things that have happened very recently.
Sure.
In Brooklyn, over the weekend, we learned that 10 black people pulled 2 white people out of a car, beat them up really badly, lots of broken bones, lots of blood. In New Haven, Connecticut, a little bit before that, 500 black people were at a party called an all-black affair. They fought inside the party, destroyed property inside the restaurant, went outside, did it outside, police chased them away. They went somewhere else, police chased them away, went somewhere else, police chased them away. Nobody was arrested. In the last 7 days, Virginia State University, a black college, 200 to 300 black people were rampaging through the campus, beating people up, destroying property. One person was stabbed. One person was arrested. A commuter train going from New York to Hoboken. A group of black people rampaged through the train, beating people up, robbing people, sending 4 people to the hospital. University of Minnesota, over the weekend, a group of black people attacked 4 separate groups of white people, robbing them, stealing their iPhones. And, you know, Chicago has had 2 really visible, to me, cases of black mob violence in the last couple of weeks, both at schools. But if you read the news stories, you would never know how bad it was, or B, who was involved. One was at a school called, I think it was called South, I haven't reported this yet, so I haven't committed these names to memory. One was called South Rich High School in a Chicago suburb. Somebody pulled a fire alarm, so they have an evacuation plan where they put all the students, this is a black high school, put all the students in this high school in buses, and they take them to a neighboring high school, which is also a black high school. Well, these schools don't get along. They hate each other. That's why they had to cancel football games, because the football games were too violent. So anyway, some genius decided they would take all these students from this school to that school, put them in the gym. Next thing you know, there were epic levels of black mob violence at this school, requiring an enormous number of police officers to break it up, enormous number of violence. That got repeated just a couple, maybe even yesterday, I forget the name of the school, in Chicago. They arrested 29 people at a predominantly black high school. I got an email last night from a cop, a Chicago cop, saying, Colin, they arrested 29 people. I'm hearing from my friends who were at the scene. Because they arrested 29, that means there were hundreds of black people involved in this violence. So that's just like a really quick snapshot around the country. Take everything I just said, multiply it by 500, 600, 700 times, and ask yourself, have I heard of any of this stuff?
I have not heard of anything. I live in the Chicago suburbs, and we usually listen to the local news at night. There's not been a word about this.
sometimes in Chicago they'll report it, but they just won't. They won't tell you how bad it is, or they won't tell you. They'll never tell you that it's a racial thing. And here's the thing. In Brooklyn, they actually when this black mob beat these two white people, they actually used racial epithets in front of witnesses. It's everybody was saying, "Well, it's a racial crime." Well, most of the time, it doesn't happen that way. Most of the time, nobody's carrying a sign that says "Burn, baby, burn, down with honkies." Most of the time, it doesn't happen that way. So a lot of people like to pretend it doesn't exist.
Okay. Oh my goodness. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, Colin Flaherty.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. American Survival Wholesale. .com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
This first hour is Colin Flaherty. He is the author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence and How the Media Ignore It. His website is whitegirlbleedalot.com. You may obtain the book at Amazon. They do have it in Kindle if you're interested in the Kindle version. It's a fascinating read, and I recommend that, well, you need to have this book, people. It's really important. Alrighty, so all of these things that happen in Chicago are just not reported at all. And of course, if they were to report it, they wouldn't report the actual facts. They would just kind of cover it over and and tell you that it didn't have anything to do with race.
Well, the Chicago, every once in a while, the editor of the Chicago paper will write a column about this, because people are always, people really, really want the newspapers to report what's going on, the truth. And the last time he wrote a column about it was a couple of years ago, and he said, listen, we don't think race is relevant, and if you do, you have a problem.
Oh, wow, nothing like putting it back on the onus back on the person that's asking the questions or making the observations, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, there's so much video out there now that, you know, a reporter, that a guy like that, the editor of the Tribune, can ignore. 10 years ago, he could have ignored it. But today, there's so much video that I use in the book, and it just can't deny it anymore. You know, the people who are creating this violence, they're not denying it. They're proud of it. They take videos of it. They put it on WorldStarHipHop.com. They make music videos out of it. One of the most popular music videos in the country now is a song called Start a Riot by 2 Chainz. Last I looked, it had 12 million people viewed it. So there's a lot of... may I reel off a few more kind of like examples from the
please.
Book? Okay, so a lot of people might expect... We kind of know that Chicago, there are certain places in Chicago or Boston, New York, Baltimore, Detroit, where, you know, you don't really want to go. But the book is not really about these places. The book is about where racial violence happens in unexpected places. Places like Springfield, Missouri, Peoria, Illinois. What about Des Moines, Iowa, at the Iowa State Fair? The 3 nights in a row, they had large groups of black people inside and outside the fair beating up white people.
Oh, my goodness.
One cop filed a police report saying, yeah, the people inside were calling it Beat Whitey Night. A link to that, you know, police report is in the book. So the this story gets worse, if that's possible. The reporters go to the police spokeswoman. Her name is Lori Lovarazzo. I try to mention her name wherever I go now. She is the poster child for this incredible violence and denial. So the reporters went to Lori Lovarazzo and they said, what is up with all these black people beating up all these white people at the Iowa State Fair? She said, yeah, I know, it's happening. We don't know why. The next day, she got fired for telling the truth about racial violence at the Iowa State Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's my question for you. If it's happening in Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Peoria, Portland, Seattle, what do you think the rest of the country's like?
Indeed. I mean, I was not even aware that there was a significant black population in Iowa. I have been to that fair, and it's just a pretty country. People, you know, take their hogs and their horses, and, you know, it's very country.
It's beautiful. Wisconsin's beautiful. Green Bay, Wisconsin's beautiful. They had an episode of black mob violence. A black mob attacked two off-duty cops in Green Bay about 6 weeks ago.
And
what
about
Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Go ahead.
So, you know, Green Bay, Wisconsin, they attacked two off-duty cops from Minneapolis. And, you know, so it's all these crazy places where if you didn't know what was going on, like Milwaukee and Minneapolis, I had no idea either one of these towns was the center of frequent and intense black mob violence, but
right. It
sure enough is. That's where the title of the book comes from. White Girl Bleed a Lot comes from an episode in Milwaukee on the 4th of July. 50 to 100 black people on video go into a grocery store and loot it. They take their candy and groceries to a park a few blocks away. They run into 10 white kids and beat them up really badly. At one point, a black woman is standing over a white woman. She motions to all of her friends to look at this. She points to the woman and says, white girl bleed a lot. Everybody thought that was very funny. The police came. The police did not even take a report that night. That happens a lot.
Why aren't the police responding to this violence? This is, I mean, if it happened vice versa, I mean, we would hear about it. Well, we have heard about
it.
I mean,
that's not a hypothetical statement. You know, if there is ever a problem between white people and black people, and somehow white people are responsible, we read about it the next day. There was a story of two teachers, and I read about it yesterday, 2 days ago. A couple of teachers got fired because they used the word Negro. And so this is a big enough deal that this made national news. And so what you just said is not hypothetical.
What is generating all of this violence in places that you wouldn't even expect that there would be a significant number of blacks to execute it? This is just amazing. It appears that they are orchestrating these things. They're staging these things in order to get, well, what are they trying to do here?
Well, here's the thing. When I wrote the book, I didn't want to do causes or solutions, because I wrote the book for people who deny the problem exists. And so it didn't make sense for me to do causes or solutions to a problem that doesn't exist. Having said that, may I break my own rule and talk about something I don't think people know that much about?
Please.
In grade schools and high schools around the country, a very popular new academic theory called critical race theory is being taught. Critical race theory says two things. One, white racism is everywhere. Two, white racism is permanent. And this is, there was an article, I wrote an article about this article in Ebony just a few weeks ago. The article in Ebony says, listen, all that stuff that white people like to blame on us as a cause for all these differences between white people and black people, all the stuff about poverty and education and families and culture and this and that, he said, none of that's true anymore. We don't buy it. The only thing that's causing black problem in America is white racism. That's classic critical race theory. That is like unbelievably popular in colleges. And if your kid comes home from school and he starts talking about Emmett Till and all the relentless amount of racism that black people have experienced in America, I will tell you, congratulations, your child is learning critical race theory as well.
Now, is critical race theory part of Common Core, the new educational apparatus?
You know, if it's not actually a part of it, it's a kissing cousin. But
okay.
I look at all these a tremendous amount of videos I look at. So I see all this anger, I see hostility, I see resentment, and when people ask where it comes from, it has to come from. They have to learn it. And I will tell you that they learn it at home, they learn it at school, and they learn it in their churches.
Wow.
Our old buddy Reverend Wright, by the way, he's not just a guy in a Chicago pulpit. He's a rock star. He travels around the country and is greeted with standing ovations at black churches around the country.
Wow.
He didn't disappear.
All righty. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Fascinating information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Colin Flaherty. He is the author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence, and How the Media Ignore It. His website is whitegirlbleedalot.com. You can get his book at Amazon. It's a must-have book. I think anybody that's halfway interested in this subject, and we all ought to be interested in this subject, should get this book. Do you feel that President Obama is in any way instrumental in promoting this mentality and behavior as a way of imposing white guilt?
No. A year ago, I would have said, no, that's a kooky conspiracy theory. Then I learned two things. One, then I learned that the president and the attorney general sent community organizers to the state of Florida to agitate for the indictment of George Zimmerman and for the killing of Trayvon Martin. And I thought, that's crazy. And Then I learned that stuff I was talking about, critical race theory. There are people from the Department of Education who are going around the country now, school district, who believe that one of the reasons black children perform so poorly in school is that they're being overly disciplined. They get worse punishment for committing the same offenses as white children do. So, which is, by the way, absolutely not true. But they're going around and kind of laying the law down. They're very, very race conscious. And behind all this race consciousness is inevitably resentment, anger, hostility, and violence.
Wow. Well, do you think that there's some resentment on the part of whites because of all of the enhancements, the free phones and the free this and the free education, and black children can go into one of the upper level colleges and just because they're black, not because that they have scholastically earned a position. So do you think that there's some white resentment?
I think there is, but it hasn't led to violence and it hasn't led to anything like that. But there's no doubt that, if you look in the news stories, you look at the reader comments of the stories, you can see people are very unhappy with two things. One, they're very unhappy that they believe, as I believe, that racial quotas and affirmative action and are very, very unfair. But then so that's one thing. But then they hear Al Sharpton on TV saying, and other people saying things like, it's now open season on black people, and we are constantly hearing that, there's relentless victimization. And so they're trying to reconcile these two images. One, from Al Sharpton, that black people are relentless victims, and two, from their own experience, that black people are getting special treatment for affirmative action and racial quotas. And so trying to reconcile those two things is pretty much impossible. So I think that also causes some unhappiness.
Right. Now, you were talking earlier about the Reverend Wright, and that he was all the activities that he is involved with.
Yeah, I thought he had kind of disappeared, right? I mean, he was doing his thing in church for 20 years every Sunday, preaching resentment, preaching, anybody who saw the videos knows what he's preaching, GD America, talking about how black people are constant victims and all this stuff. I thought he retired. Then in my little hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, where I visit from time to time, I turned on the little cable news access channel, and there were several black ministers ecstatic that the rock star Reverend Wright was going to be in Wilmington, Delaware. This is just a few weekends ago. And they had this long discussion about him. And they were saying, yeah, well, you know what? He's not, he's a very popular guy. And he's always been popular, not just the last couple of years. We've known about him for a while. So if you liked what he was saying at the pulpit, you'll be happy to know that he's still saying it, still being received by ministers, by families, by teachers all over the country. And I don't see how that could be good news for people who are hoping for some racial harmony in this country.
Right. And you would have expected, or I would have expected, when all of this stuff was going on with the Trayvon Martin, I said to some friends, shouldn't the president be getting up and really promoting unification and peace? And yet he wasn't doing that at all. As you said,
the president and the attorney general clearly use the language and the lingo of critical race theory. Do you remember about a year ago during the campaign, somebody brought out Breitbart brought out a videotape, and they said, this videotape's going to change the whole election. Wait till tomorrow until you see it. And it was President Obama at Harvard introducing the creator of critical race theory, Derek Bell, So I remember seeing this videotape and learning about what Q was saying for the first time and thinking, well, that's such a wacky theory. I mean, it's just a bunch of pointy-headed people getting together, and that's never going to make it off of the college campus. Then I was astonished to see how widespread it is. That's actually the topic of my next book, Critical Race Theory, how it's being taught in grade schools. And because if people want to know where all this anger is coming from, I haven't seen a better reason than that.
Wow.
So Reverend Wright is out there running around, and his disciple, President Obama and Eric Holder, are happily ensconced, no matter if they threw him off the bus or not.
Wow. this is terrible.
Okay, I'm going to give your listeners a little homework assignment. If you want to see how bad this is in school, Google the terms Google the term courageous conversation and the word San Leandro, the little school district in California. They made a huge videotape about, they take you right into the classroom and you hear the teachers, you hear the students, they're all talking about how they teach history, how they teach people about racism, how racism explains everything, and how proud they are for doing all this. And, you'll be amazed that this is happening in the United States of America.
Wow. And you also said that they're teaching it in churches. And definitely I will Google that.
Deanna, every once in a while, don't we hear that the preachers are going to be the ones who, who come to the rescue, who spread the message of peace and harmony and love and goodwill,
right,
and they're going to rescue the family?
Yes.
No, it's not happening. In this little hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, a year or so ago, a white minister got conked over the head by 10 black people, knocked out, beat up, taken to the hospital, the whole deal. The neighborhood went through their little kabuki dance of having a meeting at a church. It so happens it was a black church. Two days after the meeting, the pastor of the black church, they were talking about some black holiday they were getting ready for, and they said, well, what do you think of all this black crime that there is in Wilmington? And he said, well, what do you expect is going to happen after 400 years of slavery and oppression? And so if people are hearing this kind of stuff from the pulpits on Sunday.
Right.
I'm at a loss to tell you how corrosive and damaging that is. Somebody who says that, is that an ally in a fight for racial harmony and peace? Or is that somebody who's constantly going to divide and provide excuses and condone and deny and do nothing but encourage this incredibly epic level of violence we see all over the country?
Exactly. Well, we all know that slavery was bad and stuff, but I think that we've moved beyond that, and we should move beyond that and learn to get along together. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest after a word from our sponsors.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Colin Flaherty, the author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence and How the Media Ignore It. The website is whitegirlbleedalot.com. How may people contact you if they want to share information with you?
I get a lot of tips from readers and listeners. I'm grateful for every single one of them. Easy to find, Colin at ColinFlaherty.com. Easy to find at my website. I'm honored when people follow me on Twitter at Colin Flaherty. So I'm very easy to find.
A caller wants to know if you could repeat what you said about the Google search. What did you tell the listeners to Google?
Yeah, if you want to do a real quick kind of primer on how bad this whole critical race theory in schools is. The two buzzwords are this: courageous conversations. That's one term. But the other term, look for a video from a place called San Leandro.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the kids and the people, and you'll see more than you wanted to see, I promise.
Okay. Joe emailed a note. He said the media does promote white shame and guilt. Yesterday on the evening news, there was a segment on the deterioration of the U.S. Capitol dome and future restoration. They mentioned it was built during the Civil War and built by slaves. Later, there was an ad for the new movie, 12 Years a Slave. In the 60s and 70s, there were black groups like the Four Tops, Temptations, and Gladys Knight, and the Pips, who sang upbeat songs about love and about how they loved their girls or brokenhearted, or they were brokenhearted about a breakup. And then in the late 80s, there appeared the gangster Jenner with street thugs like Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent and other. And then you also had the introduction of the new style of clothing and rap songs degrading women and calling for violence against whites. And that, so the music industry is also culpable in this.
Well, it's culpable, and at a minimum, we can at least say it makes it harder to deny this exists, because it's all there in the popular culture. And, you know, this new movie coming out, the 12 Years of Slavery, there's been a series of movies coming out in the last year or two, Django Unchained, Machete, the Butler, all present a uniform vision of unrelenting racism, permanent racism. And so these movies aren't really about history. They're about the present.
Indeed.
And that's why these things are so bad.
Sure. Now, in your book, you have chapter 26, 100 Best Media Excuses. And
could have been 1,000.
Yes. What are some of the excuses that people use for not covering this?
Oh, man. The chapter, it's called 100 Top Excuses for Black Mob Violence. I mean, I don't even have the book in front of me, but if you do, you can read off a couple. I mean, you pick them. It's like there's chemical imbalances, that they're good kids, you know, they just had made a mistake.
Was it the cold or the weather?
Yeah, my favorite's the weather. Like in the summertime, they'll say, well, it's a summer thing. And the fall, they'll say, well, it's, you know, back to school time. In the winter, they'll say, well, kids don't have anything to do. So the point of it is there's just an enormous body of stuff out there where people will talk around the problem without ever getting to the problem, which is we have a large group of people who think it's okay to visit mayhem and violence on others at will, and nobody's standing up and saying, no, that's not okay. What they're saying is, we understand what your problem is, so please try to take it easy on us.
Wow. Now, does alcohol ever play a part in this violence? Do people get drunk and they just decide that they're going to go out and hurt somebody? Take their anger out on somebody?
I don't think alcohol is a big thing. But I will tell you this, that contrary to what I heard on MSNBC the other night, I wrote a column about this, the amount of marijuana and drugs being taken by people involved in this violence is enormous. And that's another constant. There's a lot of pot being smoked out there. Enormous amount of pot being smoked. Here's the thing. I have a lot of readers who are cops, and I asked them two things. One, what is the percentage, what happens when you stop or encounter on any level a black person in the course of your duties? They say 100% of the time, not 99.9, 100% of the time, the person will say, you're only doing this because I'm black.
Really? Not because they've committed
dozens,
a crime.
Dozens of cops around the country will tell me that person, and that retired and active. I also ask a lot of active cops, how many people, when you're out, you know, I've written this book about racial violence, so when you encounter people who are committing crimes, how many of those people are smoking pot? They laugh. They laugh. Because I'm the one who doesn't know that everybody smokes pot. They don't arrest them for it anymore. They don't chase them for it. It's like they've given up the battle on arresting people for smoking pot.
But does pot make you violent? I mean, I know people who have experienced smoking pot, and they don't get violent. They just get tired and, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but when I hear that, you know, I hear that all these young people are violent because they can't find jobs and they can't stay in school and their lives are all screwed up. And then I realize, then I see that there's large amounts of mind-altering substances on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, hey, these things are happening. Why is nobody telling us that there's an enormous amount of pot and other drugs that is part of the lifestyle, the hip-hop lifestyle? Why is that a big secret? Why can't
right.
we say that?
And it's also pharmaceutical drugs. I had a lady on yesterday that talked about all the pharmaceutical drugs that are being used in the schools. I mean, you have so many people in public schools that are on Ritalin and all kinds of other mind-altering yeah. drugs. And sometimes those are worse than, well, often, more often than not,
you know,
they're more dangerous than the drugs you get on the street corner.
I actually thought you were talking about, you know, so those are the legally prescribed ones. I thought you were talking about all the people that go steal drugs from their grandmother or grandfather. Which is, God, there's so much of that going on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So anyway, I'm sorry to present such a bleak picture of everything happening here, but if this stuff were being reported decently in the daily newspapers, you wouldn't have to have me on the air badgering you about it. You'd be like, yeah,
sure.
We all know that. We're working on it.
Now, what motivation would the corporate media have for concealing this?
I don't know. I mean, I worked in newsrooms for a long time. I teach reporters. I teach a class of reporters at the University of California. I do know this. When you're a broadcast radio station, a broadcast TV station, you do have licenses. And, you know, people can challenge your license. People have lost their broadcast licenses for not treating the racial issue in a certain way, whether it's not having enough black people as part of the ownership or not having enough racial minorities on your air. That is absolutely an issue. You know, and that's on the front page. Look, next time you go to a radio or TV website, look at it. It says the Equal Opportunity Compliance Statement or something like that. And it is your right to walk into any TV station and say, I want to see your EEOC replies. And they're usually filled up with people who are unhappy that people are showing pictures of black people in the commission of a crime. They think that's somehow racist. I actually had somebody the other day, and it kind of made sense to me, say, they wrote on one of my websites, they said, you know what, we ought to start filling up the radio and TV complaint files that they have to forward to the government with complaints saying, why are you not covering this amount of violence? So that was kind of interesting.
Indeed. Well, thank you so very much. We've run out of time. Thank you for being on the program today, and I hope that people purchase your book. And remember that the website is whitegirlbleedalot.com. Thank you so much, Colin.
Thank you for being such a gracious hostess. I hope I wasn't gabbing too much.
Oh, no. Perfectly wonderful. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.